Unit 7, Lesson 1.
Professor, are you ready to continue with the recording?
Sure thing. Thanks for the cup of tea.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, recording now. So, Professor Ferris, we are agreed that the 20th century was a period of massive change. Some would say massive progress. If you had to choose one or two far-reaching developments, what would they be?
That's difficult. There were so many, all of them important. But if you push me, I'd say transport would be high on the list.
Transport?
Yes, without a doubt. Just think, at the beginning of the century, no human had ever flown. By the end, we could get on a plane in London or Paris, and just a few hours later, arrive in Riyadh or Delhi. Journeys which would have taken weeks only 100 years before. Then, as we progressed through the century, there was the mass production of the motor car. So even relatively poor people could afford their own means of getting from A to B in record time, compared with previous generations. Just think of the incredible effects this has had on our lives in leisure, tourism, business.
Yes.
And hand in hand with transport goes communication. Okay, at the end of the 19th century, a few people had access to the telegraph and the telephone. But most could only communicate outside of their immediate neighborhood by letter. And that was if they could write. Try explaining that to the mobile phone generation.
And then, of course, there was the internet.
Naturally. With the internet and the mobile phone now linked together, any person can communicate instantaneously with any other person anywhere in the world. And all of this took place within the 20th century.
So, would you say these changes have been totally beneficial?
Well, that's open to discussion. With the spread of transport and more efficient communication has come the phenomenon known as globalization. Many would argue that this is leading to the breakdown of traditional customs and cultures. Moreover, just as these two developments led to beneficial aspects, such as the spread of medicine and staying in touch with friends and families, they have also led to increased dangers of world epidemics and, more terrifyingly, accurate methods of warfare and destruction. No. It would be difficult to argue that the world at the end of the 20th century was altogether a better place than 100 years previously.
Professor Ferris, thank you very much.